Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, am I marrying a man or a child? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm getting married in 8 months, and I can't help but think that I'm marrying a little boy instead of a man. We are both 26 years old, and although he handles business well in public, at home, he doesn't help me do anything. I grew up in a home with both of my parents, and they were partners that helped each other do everything. My dad cooked, cleaned, went to all of my activities at school, and worked a part-time job so I could go to college. My fiance was raised by his mom and his grandmom. He was catered to his entire life. His mom even bought most of his clothes until he and I got engaged, and I told her I could help him pick out his clothes now. Luckily, his mom has great style, and he was always dressed nicely. His grandma did all of the cooking, so he can barely make his own sandwich. His mom even joked that if I didn't start spoiling him, they would come over and do it for me. I told his mom that I didn't find that funny at all. My fiance moved in with me a few weeks ago, and that's when I noticed how needy he is. He doesn't want to learn how to cook, and when I asked him to sort his clothes for the laundry, he didn't know that whites don't go in the washer with darks. He often talks about us having children, but I can't imagine having to take care of children while I'm raising a grown man. I overheard him telling his mom that I put pressure on him to clean, cook, and do this and do that. I don't want him to think I'm nagging him, but he needs a crash course on being the man of the house real fast. I never thought it would be this big of a problem. Is it best to postpone the wedding until he grows up? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, most definitely. You cannot marry this man. You can't. If you do, the same problems that you've written Steve and I about today will be going on in the marriage. You're talking about a man who can't even pick his own clothes. You said that. I really don't see what, if anything, you guys have in common. You were raised differently. You had both parents who set a good example for you and him. He was raised by his mom and by his grandmother. He didn't have a father to teach him how to be a man or a husband. And please don't think you can change him, because that's not going to happen. He is who he is. He doesn't see a need to change. He's already complaining to his mom about you wanting him to cook and clean. That's not going to stop because you got papers. It's only going to get worse. So, yes, postponing or calling this wedding off is an excellent idea, because I don't think you guys are a good match at all. Steve?
Let's go to the bottom of this letter. The bottom of the letter says,
Is it best to postpone the wedding till he grows up? Here's another part of the letter at the bottom. I don't want him to think I'm nagging, but he needs a crash course on being the man of the house. Real fast. I never thought it would be this big of a problem. Is it best to postpone the wedding till he grows up? Well, let me ask you a basic question right here, right now. What are you marrying him for? What is the purpose of this union? Now, look, I don't tell people how to live their life because I've done everything crazy. I don't tell people wait till they get married because I done moved in too. I done tried it all. But when you move in and it don't go right, I will refer you to something a man told me in a premarital counseling course. He says, son, the only thing that changes in people after they are married is the appearance of their left hand, third finger. Everything you saw before, you're going to see after. Everything they did before, they will do after. So my question to you, young lady, is what are you marrying him for? I think they said they're both 26.
Yeah.
You're mature. He's not. You're marrying somebody. What traits did you want in a man that he's exhibiting to you? I don't see it nowhere in the thing. He handles business well in public. What do that mean? At home, he doesn't help me do anything. And then you talk about how you grew up in a home with both your parents and they both split up the chores and cleaned and washed. And your dad was at all your school activities. He cooked. You know, my fiance was raised by his mom and his grandma. He was catered to his entire life. Now, this is the part I don't understand. His mama bought most of his clothes until he and I got engaged. Okay, now, y'all 26 and got engaged. His mama bought his clothes up to then? Then you fixed it up a little bit and said, well, his mama got great taste. I told her I can take care of it now. What? His mama bought his clothes till he was 26. Then his grandmama did all the cooking, so he can't even make a sandwich. His mama joked that if you don't start spoiling him, they're going to come over there and do it for you. You told her that wasn't funny to you. Why are you marrying this boy? Because I ain't heard nothing manly he do. You know what I think it is? I'll tell you what I think it is when we come back.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, am I marrying a man or a child? We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, am I marrying a man or a child?
And if you got to ask that question and then write in a letter, then you already know the answer. Because if you was marrying a man, you wouldn't be typing this letter. Why are you marrying this dude? You know what this letter is, y'all? This letter is a woman who wants a husband. Mm-hmm. And a man who needs a mother and a grandmother and is hoping to find it in his wife. Because this dude right here, man, his mama picked out his clothes till he was 26. I've never heard that before. and I've heard a lot of stuff, but I've never heard a mama buy her son's clothes till he 26. Then you say, well, good thing she had good taste because he's always well-dressed. Then you say he take care of business out in public, but in private, there's something wrong with him. Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with him. He don't do a thing. You came from a two-parent home where your parents split all the responsibilities. Your dad helped cook, clean. He was at all your school activities. Your fiance was raised by his mom and his grandmama. They did everything, and his grandmama cooked all his meals to the point where you say your man can't even make a sandwich. He was catered to his entire life. And then your mama told you, if you don't start spoiling him, they're going to come over there and do it for you. You said, I don't think that's funny at all. They were serious. And so then, here's the part. He don't want to learn how to cook. And when I ask him to sort his clothes for the lunch, because they know, oh, by the way, they've been living together for 3 weeks. That's what produced this letter. He moved in with her 3 weeks ago. He didn't know that whites don't go in the washer with dogs. Well, that's easy. Let him do it one time and that'll fix that.
That's right.
Because when all your drawers is gray and green and they was white, that's you. When your socks don't fit no more, you go. When your blue jeans is now culottes. Remember culottes?
Shrinking everything.
Yeah. You can fix that right there. When your t-shirts, all your t-shirts, and you put them on and they show your navel, that's when you learn how to wash after that. He often talks about having children, but I can't imagine taking care of children while I'm raising a grown man. Really? So why are you even considering marrying him if you're trying to raise a grown man? And then you overheard telling his mama that you put pressure on him to clean and cook and do this and that. Now, I don't want him to think I'm nagging, but he needs a crash course on being man of the house. Okay, and who finna give it to him? Who young lady, gonna give him this crash course? He done got the crash course he gonna get from his mama and his grandmama. How you gonna give him a crash course when you ain't never been a man? Now, you done had a good example of it in your father, but you can't make a man be a man. I can tell you that right now. You can take that off your plate of things to do. If you meet a man, young ladies, and he's not a man, walk away because there is nothing you can do to get him to be one. A woman cannot make a man be a man. A woman can help a man be a better man.
Okay.
That's what you can do. But you got to start with a man. Mm-hmm. Your husband you married you because in hopes that you could help him become a better man. But you married your husband because he was already a man. Now you get in there as a support system and try to make him a better man. Same thing with a woman. You marry a woman to make her a better woman. That's, man, y'all got to compliment each other. And they got nothing going on right here. I don't even see why you marrying this dude. They have nothing in common. He don't do nothing. He ain't got nothing in common with your daddy, your brother. I never thought it would be this big of a problem. Is it best to postpone the wedding till he grows up? He's not going to grow up. Do you know how far behind he is right now? His mama been buying his clothes till he's 26. I'm just telling you right now, I've never heard that before. I don't know no man who mama bought their clothes till he was 26. Now, I know some men that lived at their mama house till they were 30-something. But they was never in a real relationship. Ain't no woman signing up for that. I don't know why you would sign up for this. You know what I think you should do? I think you should ask him to leave your house until he grows up. And then while he over there growing up, you need to go find somebody that's already grown. That's my strong suggestion to you. Because you finna waste your life. You are going to spend years of misery with this boy. This boy right here, he don't have it. He just don't have it. And I know it's one, I don't have words from him. I don't know what he's thinking or doing. But you, everything you put in the letter, he ain't doing nothing. I'll leave him. Why you with
him? All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.